An article titled "Jesus Was a Wimp" discusses something called macho Christianity. The article describes the trend as, quote, a movement started by men who say traditional church services are just too feminine and sissy. One follower says that Christian men need to be toughened up. A meek and mild Jesus, he says, is a bore. One wonders where these macho men would stand in today's gospel story. You're a savior? Save yourself, you wimp. The inscription over Jesus' head, "This is the King of the Jews," was meant to get a laugh. Who could imagine this sorry excuse for a man, this pathetic wimp, a king? The culture that Jesus initiated on the cross is revolutionary. He subverts all common notions of power and strength. No, Jesus doesn't save himself because he knows he's already saved. Without vengeance, held safe as the beloved by God and therefore unafraid of death, undergoes it all willingly to save others. He becomes the ultimate scapegoat, standing in the place of the outcast and oppressed. Wimps, sissies, queers, white trash, black trash, aliens and illegals, the misfits, the wounded, all those we make outsiders so that we can imagine ourselves the insiders. On this feast of Christ the King, we recommit ourselves to that strange and misunderstood kingdom where the would-be wimp is king. We commit ourselves to being less occupied with saving ourselves than spending ourselves, standing with whoever is unwelcome, without regard to our reputation, our livelihood, even our lives. Recognizing at last that our greatest strength is our weakness, our emptiness, our openness, our eagerness to accept a power beyond our own. We rehearse that kingdom in this community, in this Eucharist, over and over again and again until we get it right, fortifying ourselves to practice it beyond these walls. We imitate the one who looks death in the face and gladly takes it on. Jesus, the whip, King of the universe.